vacation rental regulation continues to be a sticky wicket for Pacific Northwest towns popular with visitors. Newport, Oregon is the latest to put Airbnb and VRBO-type rentals in the crosshairs. Wednesday night, the second of two open houses for people to sound off happens at Newport City Hall. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from the Oregon coast on the messy intersection of the sharing economy, the tourism business, and a housing crunch.
Sandy Benning learned firsthand how tight the housing market on the Oregon coast is when she and her husband moved to Newport 2 years ago. The beach town on the central coast is known for its working waterfront, sea lion float, lighthouses, and aquarium.
We literally looked for a place to rent for almost 90 days. And that entire time, we stayed in VRDs around the local area.
The VRDs being?
The vacation rentals. It was a huge expense for us to stay here over the summer for, 3 months before we found a place to live.
Benning shares a widely held concern around the Northwest that landlords are converting long-term units for the local workforce into short-term rentals for visitors.
Because the money was just so much greater if they went to temporary rentals. And this was something that we found repeatedly.
Benning came to a well-attended open house at Newport City Hall to support capping the number of short-term vacation rentals. Carla Perry was there too. She lives in an oceanfront neighborhood where vacation rentals have proliferated and created what Perry calls a critical situation.
Lots of traffic, lots of noise, garbage, lots of people. This is a quiet neighborhood. It's changed that there are no neighbors. It's not like you can know who's staying anywhere.
Perry is part of a citizen advisory committee that came up with options for how Newport could tighten up on short-term rentals. The alternatives include limits on the number of vacation rentals, their location or density, as well as establishing a complaint hotline. The committee borrowed ideas from other Northwest places that took a run at this recently, says Derek Tokos, Newport's community development director. Concepts came from Hood River, Astoria, Cannon Beach, Yawhats, and as far away as Durango.
Yeah, it's kind of a potpourri. You know, they looked at best management practices that a lot of jurisdictions are using, and, you know, these are all kind of living codes that get updated periodically as jurisdictions try something, and then, hey, maybe that wasn't working like we wanted to, so they make adjustments.
The push to clamp down comes just as more property owners are looking to list their beach homes with rental management companies. Pete Even, who lives outside of Springfield, Oregon, is in the process of buying a second home in Newport with hopes of generating some retirement income.
And there's already enough rules and regulations on the book, they just need to be enforced. We want to do it the right way, you know, but we don't want to be micromanaged either if we're doing it properly.
John Tesser of Kennewick owns a second home in Newport that he'd like to turn into a vacation rental. He's concerned a cap that's too restrictive might mess up his plans, not to mention the city's greater economic prospects.
If you start to establish yourself as a place that's unfriendly to tourists, it's a slippery slope. You don't know where it's going. So if you start restricting the number of tourists that can come in, it just doesn't seem like it's good for our economy. You're wasting the space.
The Newport City Council will have the final say on what to do after the Citizens Committee and the Planning Commission first try to reach consensus where they can. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.